Hey guys, welcome back to the Angela Bless Show. I am your host and your guest, Angela Bless. Welcome back to our second season, first episode of Help Find Me in Florida. Yes, we're going to talk about missing persons, missing children cases in the state of Florida area. We're not going to do a certain city or a town. We're just going to just find the most accurate missing child, missing person case, and we're going to be talking about it. That's what we're going to be doing. We added another show on our podcast, on our talk show also, is Help Solve Me on Solve Crimes. We're going to just be doing our solve crimes all over the place. Yes, we are. And we still have Thursdays at 7 p.m. We're going to be doing topics and having our interviews, I guess, on that date and time. So guys, I haven't done anything with the radio station yet. You know, I know what God wants me to do with the radio station. So I just got to add songs on there because, you know, sometimes I do fight with myself and not God, because God already told me what to do. And I want to put, you know, R&B music on there. But he really wants me to just do gospel and encouraging word on there, because there's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, people want to listen to feel good music and stuff like that, but really want to listen to some music that actually touches your soul and elevates you and encourage you and help you get out of the environment or situation that you're in when you're feeling down. You know, music helps me. Walking, going to the beach helps me also. So we do still have Jive Talk Sports Podcast. We do it every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. The summer is going to be booming. The summer is going to be amazing because I'm going to be racking up on some interviews, and I'm just going to be posting them as I'm go. I just want to gather up my library. I also want to talk to a lot of these coaches and camps that we have in Florida, especially Tampa. We have some amazing people out here. If you don't know, Wilder used to play for Seminole FSU. Hopefully I'm correct. I think FSU. Yeah, FSU. FSU. Is it FSU? Oh, don't get me wrong. He is now the head coach of Chamberlain High School. Yay. Go. I know this is not the sports podcast, but, you know, congratulations to him. So, guys, today our missing person we're going to be talking about, a missing child, is, he was 7 days old when he went missing, is baby Andrew. So let's jump right into it, because I want to try to keep this at least under 15 minutes or 15 minutes so that you guys, you know, go research yourself. I'm you know, some names may get messed up. So Alerty Garcia didn't want her baby, who was only a week old, to get sick as she was staying with relatives who were ill. So if you're not familiar with baby Andrew went missing when he was 7 days old at a Miami-Dade County in 2020, in January 2020, in the hype of the COVID, when COVID just got started. So, you know, I want to do it. Did they, the investigation, did they do what they're supposed to did? I mean, did they, you know, I don't know. So let's go from there. So she took her newborn son to the home of the baby's father, Ernesto Cabrera. Hold on if I'm saying his name right. The baby's father, and stayed with him there. 2 days later, the police found Garcia, her mother, and grandmother all dead in the baby's father's South Miami-Dade house. The newborn baby was nowhere to be found. So the reason why the grandmother and the great-grandmother was over there, because she wasn't feeling good and she needed the mother and the great-mother's, her grandmother's help to help her take care of the child. So she called them all over there. We don't know what happened in the home for this sad incident that happened to almost a whole generation. You know, it's sad someone would do this. So allegedly, they're saying the baby father did it. And let's read more. Friday, March. So this is an old article. They're saying Friday, March on a month. So that, but it's been 21, 22. It's been almost 3 years. It's been about 3 years since the baby been missing. Wow, that's crazy. South Miami-Dade, the 4-bedroom house is in a semi-secluded area surrounded by palm trees. The baby's mother and two others were murdered, and the reward to find him just went up. So they went up on the reward. She went to die there, Rena Vados and Garcia told, I think that's the police. The family is trying to understand what motivated the murders. They still hope the baby, Andrew, is alive, and they pray that if anyone has Andrew, they will take him to authorities. The police will not reveal the motive behind the triple homicide, nor many details of what happened. They know what happened. A frantic call from a family member led Miami-Dade police to the house. There, police found a gruesome scene, the bodies of Garcia Vazquez, 40, Isabel Valdez, which is her mother, Garcia, 60, and baby Andrew's grandmother, and which is the her mother and the baby grandmother, and Lena Graziel, 84, is the great-grandmother. All three had bullet wounds. They didn't say where they were shot at. The three women were from Purdue, Pablo Navarro and Valley Killer, province of Cuba. So they're from Cuba. They had arrived in the United States 4 years ago. Oh, man. Wow. Oh, my God. Liana had lived in the country for a year and a half. It's not clear how long the grandmother lived here. Just imagine coming from Cuba and wanting a better life for your children, your grandchildren, and your mother and your family, only to have this at your front door. And this is sad. So we don't know if an argument broke out. What happened? Saying that she's going to take the baby away from him. We don't know what happened. We don't know if someone could have went in the house, did that to the ladies, kidnapped the father, and shoot herself. It happens. You haven't seen the FBI or other stories of that people, you know, they put a gun in your head a certain way, have you hold a gun in your hand so way, but they have on a glove and they do it themselves, but it makes it look like you did it yourself. It happens. Wow, this is sad, guys. Although authorities are no longer actively looking for baby Andrew, the family is still hopeful. So you guys are not actively looking for the baby anymore. So you are either presuming that the baby is no longer here on this earth, or two, you guys have the baby, and the baby's in a safe house. Or three, you guys know where the baby is. Or I don't know. I can't assume that. I'm just talking. Let me not assume none of that. While search for baby injury is still all but over, family remains hopeful he will be found. Images from one of the four civilians' cameras outside of home show Corbelabra 48 arriving at his home around 10 a.m. that day and leaving an hour later with the AR-15 and the baby, according to the police. Oh, this is new evidence. Did y'all see that? The camera show him leaving with an AR-15 and the baby. A day later, authorities found the baby's father dead in Pasco County, near Tampa. The body was in a wooded area near his white Ford van, Florida license plate, and he was with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. According to authorities, they found no trace of the child. That is strange. How can you be so selfish if you... Did he actually off himself? He didn't off himself with no AR-15. You know what? Let me keep going with the story. I'm sorry, guys. Don't get me. I'm just, you know, my mind is all over the place. Oh, my God. Did he really, you know, I don't know. Oh, excuse me, guys. I'm just like, oh, man, this is sad. Brianna said her mother, Liana, had arrived at the house on Sunday, 3 days before Tuesday murders. Brianna's sister, Isabel, arrived Monday night after her daughter begged her to come over because she was feeling ill. I wanted that he set that up. You see what I'm seeing now? So the way I see things, it's like a movie playing in front of me. I wonder he made her call those ladies over there into a trap and he set all of that up. On Monday, Rena has a conversation with her niece, which was the baby Andrew's mother. She told me that she did not like being in Corella's house because she did not like the area and she didn't like being away from her family. Oh, maybe she wanted to go back to her family. He got mad. In the short, the tragedy was going to happen because I think nobody has said anything to us. That day, she told him that she was leaving the house. I knew it, and he did not accept it. I believe that, too. I believe what the sister's saying, too. So the father and the mother were separated, but he offered to help her during pregnancy. The mother also was the mother of a 9-year-old girl. He was not the father. The girl lives with her uncle, Arleta's brother, with whom Arleta had been staying with. So it's close to the family said Carbora was not a violent person and treated her grandmother as if she were his own mother who lives in Cuba. He has had run-ins with the police. However, in 2024, he was charged with a series of car thefts and managing a store that sold parts of off of stolen vehicles. He pled guilty to one charge and was granted parole, which ended in 2006. According to the state records, he was also arrested and charged with aggravated assault and lottery, but both charges was later dismissed. Carrera, who was born in Havana and has lived here for more than 20 years on Nasty School Service Co., which transports children to school. People who knew him for over 20 years say he had previously been in the car sales business. In 2005, he bought the house where the triple homicide occurred. In 2009, lenders began to foreclose procedures on the home, but Carrera obtained another loan and recovered it, according to the county records. His brother has declined to comment on the case. I've already said I'm not talking to anyone, he said, hanging up on the phone. The police have not provided details about the father or what happened to his body, citing the investigation. Family pleads for baby's Andrew's return. The sister still believes that someone has Andrew, is why a month after his disappearance she is speaking about the case. So this is an old article, so I'm just picking back off it. The family is hopeful because the work that the FBI and the police have done has been very intensive, and there's no evidence that suggested that the child is dead, she said. If someone has the child, please have mercy on the pain of the family. A sister who is 9 years old, who already lost her mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother, and turned him in, she said. The 9-year-old child was in her uncle's home on the day of the murders, and thanks to that, she was saved. But she misses her mother very much. This is what her sister said. If you do not want to identify yourself, give the baby somewhere where the family could communicate and hear about the child, such as a fire station or a police station, she implored. In the meantime, police are working on the case. Our detectives are following all the leads they are receiving. We are working with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the FBI, but at this time, there have been no charges in the investigation. Detective Andrew Rodriguez of Miami-Dade Police Department said. And when the police found the father's body, which was near the van, the baby was not in the van. Only a pacifier was inside the vehicle, which tested the pacifier DNA, but the test showed it didn't belong to the baby, Andrew. But who did it belong to? Oh, one of the children that was in there. Authorities began looking for the baby, meaning after the murders, issuing an Amber Alert. And when they did not find him with the father, they intensified the search. And the FBI and Texas Equal Search, a nonprofit organization that investigates missing people, joined in. Law enforcement agencies around the state plastered folders of the baby wrapped in a blanket. Authorities brought in the police dolls. They brought in everything. They did their job. I give it to them. They did their job. This is a tiny baby that went missing at 7 days old. The baby changed rapidly. So hopefully we have up-to-date pictures of how baby Andrew may look now. So baby Andrew was 7 days old when he went missing in January 2020. 2020, 21, 22, 23. Oh, this baby Andrew will be 4 years old. Is that right? 3 to 4 years old. Wow. As of January. When Andrew disappeared, he weighed up just 7 pounds and measured 20 inches. The police offered a reward of 1,000, raising it to 8,000. We need more than that. Although we have not found the baby, the investigation of the case and the search for the child continues. And Rodriguez of the Miami-Dade County Police Department, unfortunately, we have nothing new in this case. So I'm praying that they find something new in this case so that they can find the child and give the family, the sisters, and the mother some peace, some closure. I pray that if the baby is out there, I pray that someone will speak up or, you know, drop the baby off to the police station. I pray that the police will have mercy on that person that does or whoever has the baby. You know, I pray that they actually look deeper into this case and see if it was a stage stage suicide or what happened. Was the family in there. They call all the family there to you know, set up. We don't know, but I pray that the baby Andrew is found. I wanted to do a video of baby Andrew and his parents and his mother and great grandmother and grandmother, because I did, my son is actually on my laptop and I am not home. I just wanted to jump on here and do my new first season of baby Andrew. So guys, you be blessed. Anyone has anyone that's missing in the United States or even the country, I need the backstory to it. I need the child's a person first and last name, city, state they're from. That's just their date of birth. I don't need a social security number because I have to Google and look them up actually. And I will do a piece or I will call you and do a story on them. You can hit me at virtuousradio@gmail.com. It's V-U, not V-I. So it'd be virtuousradio@gmail.com. Send help find me, and mention missing person, and we can go from there. I love you guys. Continue to be blessed. Share my podcast, and importantly, share this one. As I do this more and more, I get more and more better with this. I pray they find baby Andrew. I pray for peace for baby Andrew's living relatives and his sister. I pray that they get the answers that they need. I love you guys. Continue to be blessed.